The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ted Cruz is reportedly throwing himself into the 2028 election right now, and he's doing it in kind of a weird way, as we're going to be talking about. We have a new round of polling for the GOP primary, which will determine the direction of the Republican Party in a post-Trump world, which, guys, we haven't had that for more than a decade at this point. So this is a big deal, and I just want to show them because they are very revealing, especially revealing for both Marjorie Taylor Greene and Ted Cruz, who recently are talking about running for president. What you can see right here, this is maybe the last 10 polls that we've had for the GOP primary. I like to look through as many as possible to kind of find where they intersect. What you see here is that Vance is leading in every single poll, and it is not close. In the most recent one from Echelon Insights, he's at 47%. Targaz, he's at 34%. YouGov, 42%. Emerson College, 54%. He is leading. And those numbers, hey, a lot of those aren't over 50%. But when you look at the next person, who's DeSantis, he's at 10%, 12%, 7%, 2%, 5%. So nowhere close to Vance. Rubio is close behind DeSantis in third for 8%, 7%, 5%, etc. That's kind of what Rubio is getting every time. And then some of these polls include Trump Jr., which I don't think that they should, because Trump Jr., one, has never signaled he's going to run, and two, will not run against J.D. Vance. That's not going to happen at all. You could see a world in which J.D. Vance runs with Trump Jr. as his VP. Wouldn't be my choice, but that seems very likely. So Trump Jr. being in these polls kind of skews him a bit. I personally trust the ones that don't have him in there because I don't think he's running. RFK, Haley, and Vivek are all in there to some certain degree. I'm not even sure RFK would run as a Republican. I'm not sure Vivek Ramaswamy would. Actually, I know he wouldn't because he's running for Ohio governor right now, and it makes no sense for him to be governor for 2 years and then campaign that whole time. That's not going to happen at all. He's not going to run against J.D. Vance either. But then on the far right, and it wouldn't even fit on the graphic, you've got people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Ted Cruz who are sitting at 1% or less than 1%. If you look right here, this is the polling trend line. You can see that Vance, who's in red, has been leading this thing the whole time, ever since July of, that's July, by the way, of not this year, but last year. So people have already been talking about 2028. As soon as he was announced as VP, he has taken the lead in the polls for every single poll, pretty much. And you can see the trend. I mean, again, the closest person, just even if you look at the averages to him, is Trump Jr. Again, you can give all those votes from Trump Jr. to J.D. Vance. They're not running against each other. If you look at the national polling average today, J.D. Vance is sitting at 44%, Donald Trump Jr. at 14%, Ron DeSantis at 7.5%. No one is close to J.D. Vance. Again, Ted Cruz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who we're going to talk about, are not even on this because they don't have enough voters. If you look at Polymarket, same sort of thing. J.D. Vance has a 56% chance to win, according to the betting markets. Marco Rubio is next up. Marjorie Taylor Greene is at about 4.1%. So J.D. Vance has more than a 10 times higher chance to win the Republican nomination than Marjorie Taylor Greene. As I've said before, guys, J.D. Vance is going to win this thing 100%. The polls are as brutal for his competitors as they were for Trump's competitors this time last election cycle. Which, here's the deal. Donald Trump was a freaking president. So I know J.D. Vance is the vice president, but being an incumbent president is a huge deal. And the fact that J.D. Vance is polling as well as Trump was shows how strong he is in the GOP right now. Now, even with that, Axios has a new report that came out that Ted Cruz is going to try anyway. that he's going to be going about it in a weird way. But I actually think Axios is spot on. This is what they say. They say Texas Senator Ted Cruz is laying the groundwork for a 2028 presidential bid by leaning into his feud with Tucker Carlson, staking out turf as a traditional pro-interventionalist Republican. Why it matters? By poking at Carlson's isolationist foreign policy views, accusing him of anti-Semitism and more, Cruz is putting himself on a collision course with Vice President Vance, a Carlson ally widely seen as the 2028 GOP frontrunner. So Axios is absolutely right. This is a different foreign policy worldview than J.D. Vance. I think J.D. Vance is somewhere in between a Tucker Carlson and a Ted Cruz. I think that he's been moderated a lot by Donald Trump and by the voters as well. As I've talked about on the show before, I kind of find it weird how much Republicans, especially the commentariat, focus on foreign policy when everyday Americans, by the numbers, don't care that much about foreign policy. They just don't. That's like five or six on the list. They care about economy. They care about being safe, crime. You satisfy those two needs, you win elections. Every single time. Axios continues with this. They say, behind the scenes, Cruz, the runner-up to Trump in the 2016 GOP primary, a lot of people forget that, has been taking steps towards a presidential run. He's been hitting the speaker circuit, including with recent appearances before the Miami-Dade Republican Party and the Maverick PAC, an organization geared toward young conservatives. Cruz is set to host a donor retreat next year and has been hosting a top-ranked podcast and syndicated radio show, which has helped him build a formidable network for soliciting small dollar contributors. The senator's chairmanship of the Commerce Committee has given him entry to major financial figures as his opposition to Trump's tariff policy. Cruz also is endorsing midterm candidates, which could help him win chits for a future run. So, yes, he's low in the polls, but I think Axios has a very, very good commentary here of him. I actually think his chairmanship of the Commerce Committee is scary. And you can call that corruption if you want. I think you're probably kind of accurate in that. But he is connected to many financial figures. He could be very well funded, especially if J.D. Vance positions himself as this pro-tariff, pro-taxation, more socialist, as he's talked about in the past, and Ted Cruz positions himself as more of a pro-business, anti-regulation, anti-socialism. I don't think he's going to win, but it could be interesting. He could end up doing a little bit better. And, you know, I think all those things that they point out does sound like him gearing up for a presidential race. That's exactly what Ron DeSantis did 4 years ago. I personally was with the Republican Party in here in Utah. They had their delegation meeting, and Ron DeSantis came before he had announced that he was running for president. He came and spoke, and I was there. And all of us are looking at each other thinking, I mean, this is him essentially campaigning before he started running, and that's exactly what it was. So when Ted Cruz is doing that in Miami-Dade, I don't know how else you could look at that. I mean, I think he is going to try to bid for 2028. The polling does not even look close to good for Ted Cruz, so ultimately I think it's going to be a blunder, but he's going to try. Some people are saying that Ted Cruz can't be president, by the way, because he was born in Canada. There's been a lot of commentary on this recently. This is not true. Basically, you have to be a natural-born citizen to be a U.S. president, which does not mean that you have to be born in the United States soil. Legally speaking, it's not what that means. His mother was American, happened to be living in Canada. That does make Ted Cruz a natural-born citizen. In any case, it doesn't matter because he's not going to win. But people acting like Ted Cruz is Canadian, so therefore he can't run for president, not true. He wouldn't have run in 2016. If that were true, the Republican Party wouldn't have let him do that. The other person who's not going to win this thing, but maybe thinks she can, is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And it's really for two reasons outside of her low poll numbers. She has no poll numbers. But the two reasons outside of that is, one, she said some pretty bad things in the past. I think it's going to haunt her pretty bad. And two, and the most important, her and Trump are at odds right now big time. Here is CNN grilling her just this week on her checkered past.
As you regret the things that you have said and posted in the past, the Facebook post that was taken down of you in 2020 holding a gun alongside the squad, encouraging people to go on the offense against the socialists, liking a tweet of somebody calling for the execution of Nancy Pelosi and former President Obama, just examples.
Well, Dana, as you know, and many people know, I addressed that back in 2021. And of course, I never want to cause any harm or anything bad for anyone. So That was addressed back then, and okay. I very much stand by my words I said then, and I stand by my words today. I think America needs to come together and end all the toxic, dangerous rhetoric and divide. And I'm leading the way with my own example, and I hope that President Trump can do the same.
So those are tough things to overcome if you want independence on your side. Now, Trump came out in a scathing tweet last week about her as well. Here's what he said. It's a long one, but it's brutal, so we're going to read the whole thing. He says, I'm withdrawing my support endorsement of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of the great state of Georgia. Over the past few weeks, despite my creating record achievements for our country, including a total and complete victory on the shutdown, closed borders, low taxes, no men and women's sports or transgender for everyone, ending DEI, stopping Biden's record-setting inflation, biggest regulation cuts in history, stopping 8 wars, rebuilding our military, being respected by every country in the world, as opposed to being the laughingstock that we were just 12 months ago, having trillions of dollars record-setting invested in the USA and having created the hottest country anywhere in the world from being a dead country just 12 months ago, and so much, much more, all I see wacky Marjorie do is complain, complain, complain. It seemed to all begin when I sent her a poll stating that she should not run for senator or governor. She was at 12%, didn't have a chance, unless, of course, she had my endorsement, which she wasn't about to get. She has told many people that she's upset that I don't return her phone calls anymore, but with 219 congressmen, 53 U.S. senators, 24 cabinet members, almost 200 countries, and an otherwise normal life to lead, I can't take a ranting lunatic's call every day. I understand that wonderful conservative people are thinking about primarying Marjorie in her district of Georgia, that they are too fed up with her and her antics, and if the right person runs, they'll have my complete and unyielding support. She's gone far left, even doing The View, with their low IQ Republican-hating anchors. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. It does not get worse for you than that. That is scathing. He called her a lunatic, said he would support someone to primary her. I frankly agree with him, by the way. I mean, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is taking very left-wing positions. I think she's trying to bow to the what I would consider woke right crowd. I think they have the same argument as many people on the left right now. So I don't actually disagree with Donald Trump. But outside of that, the reality is this. The reason J.D. Vance will be the next Republican nominee is because of the fact that he has Trump support. J.D. Vance is a great speaker. He hasn't done anything in politics. I mean, literally nothing. You cannot point to a single good thing he's done. And not even a bad thing either. He just hasn't done anything. He was a senator for 2 years. And now he's been VP for 9 months. I mean, that's his whole career. In those 2 years, he did nothing. And as 9 months, I mean, VPs don't ever do anything. So he's got nothing. He speaks well, sure, but speaking well is not good enough to be president. It's not good enough to win an election either. And so even if I think J.D. Vance is a nice guy, the reason why he's successful is because Trump has his endorsement. And rather, he has Trump's endorsement, I should say. That's the reason why. If tomorrow Trump came out, got J.D. Vance impeached, disavowed him, endorsed Marco Rubio or DeSantis, they would be the Republican nominee. It would not be J.D. Vance. It's all about Trump. I'm not saying it will always be like that. One day, unfortunately, Trump's going to pass away. I mean, he's an old dude. He's going to be in his 80s at the end of his term. Might not be that far away. But I really don't see a world in which he is alive, makes an endorsement, and that person does not win the Republican nomination. Before we get back to the news, guys, I want to thank the sponsor of this show, Pure Tested Peptides. Pure Tested Peptides offers lab-tested 99% pure peptides for sale that you can trust. Go check them out right now at the link in the description below. Also, guys, marketing through podcasts is the future of reaching amazing audiences. If you or someone that you know owns a business that wants to break into the podcasting marketing space, you can DM me at my Instagram. You can contact my agent at tony@prettygoodagents.com, or you can head to the description below. Expert researchers have come out, said you must get consent from your baby before you can change their diaper. No, guys, this is not the Babylon Bee. This is not satire. This is real. This is a real article that came out. This is what experts in Australia are saying, according to the New York Post, is what they say. Quote, at the start of a nappy change, ensure your child knows what is happening. Researchers from Deakin University wrote in November, get down to their level and say, you need a nappy change, and then pause so they can take this in. Then you can say, do you want to walk or crawl with me to the changing table, or would you like me to carry you, said the specialist, seemingly ignoring that newborns can't yet actually chat up mom or dad one-on-one. Observe their facial expressions and body language to check if they understand what's happening. The experts further noted This can be a time for your to help your children learn about consent and how their bodies work. I'm a new father, guys. I've got a 7-month-old. This is why I have to talk about this story today and just say how unbelievably stupid these researchers are. The New York Post author noted, by the way, that it is an ultra-permissive, anti-authoritarian approach to child rearing. Anti-authoritarian. Think about that for 1 second. As opposed to what as a parent? Like a democracy? You think that my house is a democracy? My house is an authoritarian regime. Let me make that very clear. And my kids will always understand that. This is not a democracy. My kids don't get to decide if they get their diaper changed or not. They're not part of that decision process. They don't get to decide anything, really, because they're kids. And again, we're talking about babies in here. We're not even talking about like 16-year-olds. Maybe if there's a transit, there's a certain transition period, right? From maybe, you know, your young adulthood and your teenagehood into adulthood, and your parents should give you a little bit more autonomy to help you learn things. But if you're getting a diaper changed, you are under the age of 3, 2. So what is happening here? It is an authoritarian regime. This is not a democracy. In all seriousness, this kind of this ideology, this thought process that your kids get a say in your household is why kids are so freaking wacko nowadays. It really is. It's why gender theory exists, for example, because people let their kids decide things that they have no business deciding. The story continues, by the way, by talking about a New York psychologist. They say this, babies cannot verbally agree or disagree, but parents can still narrate what they're doing. This builds a foundation for bodily autonomy long before a child has language. Okay, so I like the idea of narrating to your kids and teaching them young. I don't think that we should wait until people are 16 to teach them how to be a normal person, but my whole problem with this article is the word consent. And honestly, bodily autonomy is kind of freaky too. And the reason why I don't like consent is really for 2 reasons. The first is the word tends to be a sexual one, and the relationship between a parent and child is not sexual. It's parental, meaning you do get full control over them and their body because you have a responsibility to keep them safe and healthy. And kids don't know how to do that on their own. So there's no bodily autonomy for a 1-year-old. If you give them bodily autonomy, child services should come pick them up. My other problem is that we act like consent is the highest virtue we should teach our kids. This is something that the left teaches. The left wants you to think that so long as you give consent, it's fine. You can do whatever you want. Consent, make no mistake, not even a virtue. It's not even a virtue. It is just a baseline. This is just like a thing we do in society and should do. But it's not like this amazing thing. It's just a baseline. It's the most morally basic thing ever. What you should teach your kids is not consent. It's actual virtue. Like treating your bodies as temples, being chaste. That's virtue. But when we glorify consent, what we're teaching our kids is anything is on the table, so long as you gave someone permission to do it. Hey guys, I wanted to invite you to subscribe to my new Substack. Substack is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your email, and it's completely free to you. I talk about things that I'm not able to get to on the show, or they're a little too spicy, and so big tech would censor me, unfortunately, but Substack's fantastic. They never censor me. Go check them out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching today's episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it, and you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.